You're listening to the original Hollywood Swinger.
What you got to say?
James St. James. The real Jimmy Hollywood.
And it's brought to you this morning by Woof Pet Wellness Resort in Woodstock, providing pet care services in a healthy, stimulating, and positive environment. Sit, stay, play. Happy Friday, Jimmy Hollywood.
Right back at you. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a very good Friday.
Absolutely. It's going to be 27 today. I guess you got up to, what, 82 yesterday, which is about 28. Almost the same temperature here.
That's so weird.
Isn't that something? Huh?
Yeah.
On April, what, 13th, we both have almost the same temperature?
Is that I just found it's very, very unusual for this area to have that type of temperature. Usually it's around 11, 12 degrees, not 27, 28.
Well, I've told you 1,000 times. I grew up in Michigan, I'm going to predict. Don't hit me. Don't be nice to me. I'm going to predict one more storm for you.
Oh, okay. With a little bit of white stuff. Yep.
There's always that one last storm, you know, when people are thinking it's spring.
Yep.
All of a sudden you wake up.
Yeah.
Catches everyone off guard. Yep.
Yeah.
So, Marcy, what's up today?
So, for our daily debate today, Jimmy, we decided to get really creative with it, and our listeners are loving it. So, I want you to imagine that you just found out that you have the next month off work and you have an unlimited amount of spending money. What will you be doing?
Wow. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a very good one. My first thought is to just sleep for a month.
A lot of people have actually been saying that.
Yeah, put my money in the bank and sleep, but that's not any fun. Okay, two things. Either I'll go over to Ireland and visit my relatives. I've never been to Ireland. And I have some relatives over there, so I might do that. Or I may go to each one of my markets. I'll start with you.
Nice.
And spend a couple days in each market so I can meet and greet some of our listeners.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll have to take you to Wolf Pet Wellness.
I'm just going to say, go over and visit our sponsor and do a little meet and greet over there. I would love to do that. Go to each one of my markets. So that would take me the whole month easy.
Yep.
Yeah, those couple of good ones there, Jimmy.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I got tons of rumors, so sit back, relax. Let's start with a call I got last night, a rumor of sorts. One of my sources said, I think Kylie Jenner just drove her red Range Rover over to Timothy Chalamet's house.
Oh.
Ooh. That was a rumor.
Okay.
Here's the fact. I just got a call. The rumor is that the Red Rover is still there.
Huh.
Okay. At 4:45 in the morning. Yeah. Red Rover, come over, right?
Yep.
Do the kids still play that? Red Rover?
I remember it was a game that was not allowed when we were in school, but of course the kids would still try to play it.
That's right.
Yeah, it got kind of rowdy. I remember that.
Absolutely.
All right, now you've heard the fact that the guy who used to be known as Prince Harry will be attending his father's coronation on May 6th.
Yeah, I heard,
without his wife, Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
That's the fact. Here's the rumor. Meghan, as a left-alone lady, is going to make the most of the occasion to party with her people, her Hollywood cronies. Now, the whisper is that Meghan is going to throw a glam slam party at the couple's mansion up in Montecito next to Santa Barbara. The festivities will begin May 4th. That's a birthday party for their son, Archie. Now, once the kids have had their fun, then the big kids will have their party. They'll start on May 5th, and I'm told it will go until the morning of May 7th. Now, the rumor is that Meghan is inviting half of Hollywood to once and for all prove that she has more star power and connections than her father-in-law, King Chuck II.
Oh, okay?
Oh yeah, she's going to prove. And the word is she's inviting movie stars, TV stars, music, half of Hollywood, the movers and the shakers. And she's already sold rights to the party to People Magazine, I'm told, for $8 million. Now, this is her chance to get back into the Hollywood lifestyle that she misses so much as she plays the unwanted princess. And guests have been told to save the date and dress to impress. And while Harry's away, she will play. And, of course, network her way back into Hollywood. She invited half of Hollywood. I'll tell you what half I'm in. Okay. Think about it.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, here's a fact. Adult film actress. You notice I'm not saying star. Adult film actress Stormy Daniels has been ordered to pay $120,000 to Donald Trump for legal fees. That's the fact. Here's the rumor. To raise the $120,000, Stormy is selling a line of merch such as mugs, sweatshirts, hats, T-shirts, all with Trump's face and her one-word nickname for him. That word? Tiny.
Oh!
Kids, I think what she means is that Mr. Trump has very small hands and feet.
I think you're right.
Yes. Yeah,
I think you're right.
Totally what it means.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you know that, okay? Uncle Jimmy takes care of things. You know that.
Yes.
We absolutely do, yeah.
All right, this summer, if you're going to be in New York City, Bruce Springsteen will be appearing at the famed Madison Square Garden. Okay, the rumor is you better bring your loonies and your toonies.
I'll bet.
Yep.
Yeah, the worst seats, the nosebleeds, $800.
Oh,
holy
wow.
Crow, that's crazy.
All right, it's rumored that the Conjuring movies will be turned into a TV series. Hmm. Also, Harry Potter. They're going to do a TV series on that character.
Yeah, I heard of that.
And also, another Big Bang Theory spinoff, thanks to the success of Young Sheldon.
Ah.
All right, now, a couple weeks ago, I told you that Millie Bobby Brown and John Bon Jovi's son, Jake, were dating.
Right.
Well, turn up the heat. Okay, the rumor has turned into an engagement. Okay, she's 19, he's 20. And by the way, her show, Stranger Things, the rumor is it will be, there'll be a spinoff, which will be an animated version.
Oh, okay. Interesting, interesting.
All right, one more rumor. This one's kind of dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this has been a rumor for the past couple of years. Okay, and now it's become a fact. Back in the 60s, I managed and produced a band from Michigan called the Cherry Slush. Okay, they had a couple songs on the charts. All right, here's the rumor that's turned into a fact. This week, the Cherry Slush have released a brand new recording, a song called She Doesn't Care About Time.
Okay.
Here's the best part, Dan. The song features me.
Oh!
What?
Yes, yes.
Really?
On Cowbell.
Oh!
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. I call it Pasture Percussion.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I got to tell you, I'm very proud of this release. These guys from the swinging 60s are still kicking it in the roaring 20s.
That's amazing, yes.
And I might add, without any AI. Okay?
Exactly, right. Yes. That's a good point.
The only artificial intelligence with these guys is when they tried to pass their SATs, okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, like the rest of us.
Okay, well, the song is available on YouTube, and it's free. It's our gift to you. The band, the Cherry Slush, the name, She Don't Care About Time, but I do. I have to run, but I'm going to leave you with a quote from a genius.
Okay.
Christopher Walken. He said, quote, "Fellas, you're going to need more cowbell." Okay? There you go. I got to run. Have yourselves a great day. Have a great weekend. I am the real Jimmy Hollywood.